In the 2000 election, Democrat Al Gore won more popular votes than his Republican opponent, then Texas Governor George Bush. But Mr. Bush won the election because he defeated Gore in the electoral vote tally. Each state has a certain number of electoral votes based on the number of Senate and House members who represent that state in Congress. Each state has two U.S. senators, but the number of House seats for a given state depends on population. California, the largest state, has 53 House members and two senators, for a total of 55 electoral votes. Wyoming, one of the smallest states, has only three electoral votes, taking into account its two U.S. senators and one House member. As they campaign in the final days, both Barack Obama and John McCain will try to cobble together enough electoral votes to get to the magic number of 270 to clinch the presidency. American University expert Curtis Ganz says each candidate looks at the electoral map of the country differently.
Every candidate in this polarized country at this point, you know, starts with a number of states that are clearly their states to win, and a number of states that their states to lose.
As in most presidential elections, the candidates wind up focusing on a relatively small handful of so-called swing or battleground states, states where the race is close, and states that have enough electoral votes to make a difference in the outcome of the election. Larry Sabato directs the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
Out of the 50 states, about 40 of them are almost predetermined, and we can call them today. So the focus is on 10 competitive states, relatively competitive. Some of them are complete toss-ups, could go in either direction. I think Ohio and Virginia are in that category. Others may be leaning one way or another. So we tend to focus on these states because they're the ones in the end who determine who's going to be president.
For example, Republican presidential candidates tend to do well in the Deep South and the Plain states. Democrats do well in the Northeast, along the Pacific Coast, and in the Upper Midwest. That leaves 10 to 12 swing states where both campaigns are competitive, states that will provide the margin of victory on November 4th. Dennis Johnson is a political expert at George Washington University.
When you think about the strategy of an election, the most important number is 270, and that's the number of electors that will get you over the top. And any combination of states that has 270, that's the magic number that you're really looking for.
Recent polls give Democrat Barack Obama an edge in some of the larger swing or battleground states, states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana. Obama has been leading even in Florida, the state that gave President Bush his narrow victory over Al Gore in 2000. Obama is also doing well in states like Nevada, Colorado, and even North Carolina, all of which have tended to vote Republican in recent years. Tom DeFrank is Washington Bureau Chief of the New York Daily News and a longtime observer of U.S. politics.
These are states that are usually Republican, for the most part, and states that McCain has to win. And so Obama has an easier path. I mean, he's got a better electoral map. He's got better math. He's got some momentum on his side. And it would really take a string of things to go absolutely in McCain's way for this to be reversed. But it could happen, but it's not likely at the moment.
National polls are important in the closing days of the presidential race, but experts will be keeping a close eye on the race in several individual key states on election night, as they watch to see which of the two candidates will get to the magic number of 270 electoral votes first. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.